Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Right now, cloudy sky, 74 degrees, 6:30 here on a Friday morning. The U.S. is sending aid to Lebanon after a massive, deadly explosion in the capital, Beirut.
A U.S. Air Force C-17 cargo plane has landed in Beirut with food, water, and medical supplies. The military says two more flights are expected in the next 24 hours. At a Pentagon press briefing, Chief Spokesman Jonathan Hoffman was asked if the explosion was an accident or an attack.
The president and the secretary have both been consistent that we've reached no definitive cause for the explosion, and that information is still coming in. We're going to continue to assess it.
Hoffman said Lebanese authorities are leading the investigation. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Nearly $400,000 in cuts to the Wichita animal control budget may not happen after all.
Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple said at his Thursday news conference, the city is working on an alternative plan that includes adjusting fees.
So that people will not only get the services that they expect, but also ensure that we are the program is actually saving money or is self-sustaining.
Mayor Whipple says city officials will take another look at the budget on Tuesday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
In an effort to minimize exposures to the COVID-19 virus, the University of Kansas is going to test everyone on campus.
The university will use a simple, non-invasive, saliva-based test for students, faculty, and staff on reentry to campus. This testing will be mandatory for all students, faculty, and staff on the Lawrence and Edwards campuses. The test will be provided at no charge in partnership with Clinical Reference Laboratory in Lenexa. Positive faculty and staff results will be shared with KU Human Resources, and students' positive results will be shared with KU Student Affairs and KU Student Housing, if applicable, along with the individual's local health department. Watkins Health Services will also receive notification of positive results, and those who test positive will be contacted by a health official.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, the first governor in the nation to test positive for the coronavirus, was infected when he hugged two friends from Tulsa. The governor's spokesman says that Stitt met with two men in Oklahoma City on July 10th and broke his own rule by hugging them. At least one of the two friends later tested positive for the virus. Governor Stitt announced on July 15th that he had tested positive and isolated himself. He has said no one he was in contact with has tested positive.
The island of Manhattan has been closed off a little bit more by Mayor Bill de Blasio.
COVID-19 checkpoints set up at major entrances to New York City. Checkpoint locations near bridges and tunnels will vary day to day, including how many cars get stopped. At Transit Hub, Penn Station, New York's Test and Trace Corps will hand out information every day, asking travelers where they've been and how to contact them. 35 states and territories are currently on the mandatory quarantine list. Travelers will need to isolate for 2 weeks, but the city is prepared to help make it easier with food or medication deliveries. Mayor Bill de Blasio stressing the importance of slowing the spread, saying one-fifth of new cases come from out-of-state travelers.
There can be serious penalties, up to $10,000 per person.
In New York, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
Authorities say they found an unfinished tunnel stretching from Arizona to Mexico that appears to be the most sophisticated tunnel in U.S. history. Federal officials say the tunnel intended for smuggling ran from San Luis, Arizona, to a Mexican neighborhood. They say it had a ventilation system, water lines,
electrical wiring, a rail system, and extensive reinforcement. Homeland Security investigations found the tunnel in late July. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
We had some areas of thunderstorms this morning across parts of south central Kansas that will gradually diminish, and then we heat up and turn windy this afternoon, our high 94. Clear through tonight, our low 75, sunny and hot on Saturday with a high 98, 97 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 74 degrees, and we have a south wind at 10 miles per hour. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Today is Friday, August 7th. On this date in 1782, General George Washington created the Order of the Purple Heart, a decoration to recognize merit in enlisted men and non-commissioned officers. The Purple Heart got its start on this date. George Washington, father of our country, Ted. 6:34 now with Stephen Ted. Legislators in southern Mexico have approved a ban on selling high-calorie snack food to children seeking to combat one of the world's highest rates of childhood obesity. A first of its kind in Mexico, the measure approved Wednesday by the Oaxaca State Legislature would fine shopkeepers for selling or giving away high-calorie snack food like sodas, pastries, or chips to anyone under the age of 18, unless an accompanying parent or adult or a guardian has authorized it. The bill, which has to be signed by the governor to become law, also would ban vending machines from dispensing those same goods and prohibit their sale in or near schools. Wow. Pretty harsh.
It's like it's New York City rules.
Yeah. The UN Children's Fund considers childhood obesity to be a health emergency in Mexico, saying the country's children have the highest consumption of junk food and many get 40% of their total caloric intake from junk food. A Mexican government health survey found that 75% of Mexican children, 3 out of 4, were overweight or obese in 2018. They got a problem.
Yeah, we always hear about this as a United States problem. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's a problem in Mexico, too.
In Mexico, they're relying on that junk food, and the kids are going to pay the price there. 6:36 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Well, yeah, Ted, looks like it's going to warm up for the weekend. How about that?
Yeah, going to get nice and steamy.
A little steamy
here
out
in
here.
The first weekend of August.
Yeah, just looking at that again, telling you what we're seeing on the satellite this morning on the radar is an area of showers that's kind of moved out of the Wichita area now. If I can get it to come up here. Hey, what's going on? Come on.
Yeah, we got some more behind it, too.
Yeah, it looks like there's some little spotty ones coming on.
Yeah.
And now it is, I have updated my forecast a few minutes ago. Yes, isolated showers early. And there are some spots over there in Kingman County right now moving in this direction.
Yeah.
And can you see that up near Hutchinson, just south of Hutchinson some? South, yeah, coming through. So, yeah, if you're going up 96, you could see. If you're going south on 35, you could run into some showers down near the border. Otherwise, most there's a big line of showers out to the east of Wichita right now. Stretches from just west of Emporia down through Eureka, down through east of Arkansas City. So, yeah, there are some showers in the area. It's 6:38 now, it's 6:37. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. It was an interesting session of trading yesterday for the cattle complex. The session started higher on good strength with all contracts making new highs for the current move to the upside. Then the selling took over, pushing the contracts negative and caused negative closes. Most of the live cattle contracts had outside trading sessions with negative closes, while now the big question is, did the cattle leave a spike high yesterday and will trade lower again today? Trading was two-sided for the lean hogs yesterday, and the close was slightly positive. On the close yesterday, August live cattle, 32 cents higher, 102.62. August feeders, $1.32 lower, 143.47. And October lean hogs down a dime at 49.20. Now, despite good weekly export sales and a new sale of soybeans to China, the grain and soybean complexes had mostly negative closes yesterday. Now, new contract lows were scored in the Kansas City wheat futures yesterday. We saw yesterday gold and silver make new contract highs, while the U.S. dollar made a new contract low. At the moment, September KC wheat's 0.75 higher at 418. December corn down 0.25 at 323.5. November soybeans 2.25 lower at 875.75. September crude oil, 59 cents lower at $41.37. December gold down $5 at $2,064.30. September S&P 14 points lower at $33.30.5. September dollar index 40 cents higher at $93.17. And September Dow Jones futures 127 points lower at $27,158. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I heard some thunder. Had a little bit of tiny bit of rain here in Wichita earlier this morning. How are things going in Augusta in Butler County now?
Well, we missed any rain. We saw lightning and heard thunder, and that was about it.
Oh, son.
Pretty much what we got here.
Just have to wake you up and annoy you a little bit, and that's it, huh?
Well, the annoying part was we didn't get no moisture.
That's what I'm saying. It's annoying. Yeah. All right, so maybe we'll get some this weekend. It's going to be hot. You ready for that?
I guess so. I sure have enjoyed the abnormal cool temperatures we've seen lately.
It has been nice, hasn't it? With all the baloney that's been going on in the world, it's been nice to have a few days of nice weather. So
yeah, it's nice that, you know, like I said, with all the baloney going on, Mother Nature was nice to us.
Yeah, isn't that strange? Usually it's the other way around.
Exactly.
All right, thank you, Tom. Coming up on 6:40 now. Stephen's Head in the Morning here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, coming along. How much for a foreign passport?
Is he making us an offer?
Yeah. Don Grant, the money tracker. On the way, Stephen 10 in the Morning here on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.